More protein numbers reflecting what's going on in the dear old U.S. of A. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Yesterday, we talked about a pair of United States Department of Agriculture reports showing a continuing expansion of available protein as trade disputes make it more difficult to move products to overseas markets. USDA livestock analyst Shel Shagams now talks about the July 1 inventory report.
July 1st inventory report also gives us our first indication of the estimate for the 2018 calf crop, which was estimated at 38.5 million head, 2% above a year ago.
Shagams says the recent cattle herd expansion is slowing, but looks to continue.
If you go through all of the calculations on the number of cattle outside feedlots, we are about 1% above a year ago, which implies that there are still relatively large numbers of animals which can still be placed. The fact that we have a 2018 estimated calf crop, which is also up about 2%, implies that also as we take those calves forward a year to the time that they would normally be placed, we are looking at the potential for continued increases in placements of cattle year over, which of course implies that we'll be continuing to see an expansion of beef supplies.
The expansion isn't just evident in the beef sector. Butter stocks are up 8% from a year ago. Total chicken stocks are up 10%. And there is a record amount of pork ribs in cold storage. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.